we had decided to come together and petition the President Kabila because we had no other choice. This has been our 12th year of justice, and it's just too bad that Ridicule never killed anybody in the Congolese political landscape. And because we have no any other solution, any other option, we said, okay, the only person who can help us constitutionally is President Joseph Kabila. And that's how we have launched a petition. In addition to that, it's going to be a demonstration throughout Goma, and we'll be organizing a sit-in at the governor's office.
When do you want to send the petition to President Kabila?
So actually, everything has been organized so far. Since this is kind of security issue, and people might block it or might sabotage this plan. So we have a strategy in place. Members of the team will be working to dispatch this petition to the president and to other governmental officials.
Have you been able to visit the member of parliament who was jailed?
Yeah, this is somebody who has been very vocal. Though he's part of the ruling majority, but he has been very vocal mismanagement of the country, embezzlement of the public funds within the province here. And he doesn't. He's known not to get along with the current North Kivu province governor. And while we do not have evidence on that, but we believe, we feel that the governor might be behind this because the NPU has been jailed, Honorable Muhindo Nzangi. He was feared to be the prominent opponent to the government chairmanship here in Goma, possibly the one who could readily replace the current governor. So all that said, we believe that this prosecution has been highly political because all this MP has been indicted for, it's common knowledge. It's public knowledge. Everybody talks about it. But the expedience and the way the proceeding has been conducted, it's only ridiculous.
But some people are saying that he was jailed because of national security issues. He was a threat to national security, and that is why he was jailed. And his pronouncement could create tension and create chaos, and that is why he was jailed. What do you say to that?
Unfortunately, the ruling personalities, the leaders of this country, they had been in bed, deeply in bed with all that has been going on. And whoever is vocal against that, will always be treated as traitor, things like, while themselves, they would be, that's what will be applicable to them. So I simply don't believe it. There's been a lot of MDs who have gone to the front lines, who have visited, who have seen what has happened, and they spoke to the media. But simply this guy, because he was in the lookout of the government and its security system, as soon as he came up on the media and spoke about what he has seen and encouraged the soldiers, the Congolese army troops, for all the achievement they have been doing, and that's what they said, okay, it's a threat to the city. The state security. So it doesn't make really sense. Justice is justice, unfortunately. And because we do not believe in it, that's why we're petitioning the president.
So you are petitioning the president to pardon him, correct?
Yeah, we're petitioning the president to pardon him because that's what will get him out of jail, but also to get him back to his MP responsibility or job, welded that he enjoys amnesty. So the petition is twofold: forgiveness from the president, but also amnesty. Because without amnesty, he could just simply get out of a jail without being able to go back to his job, and that's where we'd still be muzzled as his voice. In North Kivu, and particularly in Goma.
So what was he accused of?
Okay, good. So he is what the security, a threat to the country he was being indicted for is. He went to the front line and has been showing dead bodies, and he probably said that these bodies, they were Rwandans. Men from the Rwandan army. So for that, it would give an excuse to Rwanda, and maybe jeopardize whatever political talks are ongoing in this country, and in regards to the UN framework. So that's what was taken out of his word. But the indictment itself was clear that he has been disrespectful to the president because he urged people to call upon the president to launch the continuation of a battle, since the Congolese army had an upper hand for once over the rebels. So that was dropped, and only what was kept was state security threat, which involves telling that he has Rwandan bodies at the front lines.